Hi, it's Aaron Barnhart of the Kansas City Star with another TV Barn podcast, where I talk about the media with the media. My interview with Rachel Maddow from Lawrence, Kansas, part three.
How do you feel now about being the lead dog on MSNBC?
We don't run as a pack, and so the metaphor doesn't apply. Like, my job doesn't really change very much. Ultimately, like, it's sort of like if I stand back and reflect on how I fit into the media universe, I could probably come up with an analysis of it. But I don't think that way. I really only ever think about my hour, and my hour doesn't change, hasn't changed. I mean, I miss working with Keith. I miss talking to him during the day about the news and stuff. But in terms of how I do my job and how MSNBC works, we don't, you know, there was no team meetings. We're sort of all responsible for our own hour.
Have you gotten used to this kind of Bob Dylan in the D.A. Pennebaker film reception that you get when you come out to see the public?
It is not possible to get used to that. It is very humanly strange. I mean, it's wonderful. People are very nice, but it is not a normal human experience, and I don't think it will ever feel like a normal human experience. It's really nice. It's really, really nice, and also I have no idea what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that on Jay Leno's show last night, you did not wear the glasses.
Big controversy. So last time, I think, you fact-checked me on this. Last time I was on Leno and I wore glasses, I wore my blue glasses.
The big ones?
Yeah. And the blue glasses, actually the same size, they just look bigger because they're blue. the blue glasses sort of are a thing unto themselves. Had I had the blue glasses with me, I would have worn them. But there is a young man who is very popular with teenagers right now, whose name is Justin Bieber. And Mr. Bieber just got a new haircut that is even more like my haircut, and he apparently is wearing big black glasses now. And so I got out of makeup, and I popped my glasses on, and I was ready to go out. And Bill Wolf, my executive producer who's here, said, I don't know anything about this Bieber thing, but you can't wear those glasses tonight. Do you have the blue ones? And I said, no. And he said, do you have contact lenses? And I said, no. And he said, then you're going blind. So I was quite myopic.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And not only that, but we completed the cycle. Tonight, the healing begins with the sign,
the healing
Maddow is my Bieber.
Apparently that is good. I asked the sign holder and she said that she meant that as a positive thing.
Yeah.
So I felt very good about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's very
Poor
nice.
Poor Mr. Bieber. He doesn't have to answer questions about me.
The three places I go online that most people don't know about are...
We probably get more stuff from Wired.com, we read a lot of military blogs and war blogs. So Boing Boing, Wired.com, the Danger Room blog at Wired.com is unmissable on a daily basis. And, you know, I think maybe the trick that we've gotten, everybody knows about this, but I'm not sure. I think it sometimes lets us get slightly ahead of other people who are doing our same jobs, is that we tend to read foreign summaries of American news. So reading the BBC and reading The Guardian, and even reading some like German language paper, not German language, but German papers, English language papers in Germany, sometimes gives you a better, fresher lead on where American stories are going than American press does, because American press gets really in the bubble about it. So, but again, that's not that weird. Like, a lot of people are reading Der Spiegel, but it sometimes helps.
Finally, it'll be a good 2011 for progressives if...
Any of the people who are being floated as 2012 Republican presidential nominees actually locks it up. Any of them. Bring it on. Oh, God, please. Seriously, like, who exactly are progressives worried about? Seriously. I mean, Donald Trump is polling very well. Oh, you know what I should say? Progressives, it'll be a good year in 2011 if Donald Trump doesn't really run for president, because progressives are so worried about him against Barack Obama. Is that good? Will that work? All right.
Excellent. Get the door.